At a recent training session in a Marin County conference hall, a group of teachers, principals, and other educators practiced some mindfulness.
Put your pens down and just take a deep breath for a minute and or two, or maybe it's a little short breath, and just kind of close your eyes just for a second.
Mark Collin, founder of Dovetail Learning and the social-emotional learning program called Toolbox, leads them through a relaxing exercise. He asks them to imagine a place that calms them.
It could have an animal, it could have a friend, it doesn't have to be alone necessarily, so it's wide open, really. It's just whatever comes to mind, whatever you can make your own.
They are learning how to use and implement the Quiet Safe Place tool, one of 12 tools in the program that looks to develop and master empathy in grade school children. Educational coach Jennifer Simeon was at the workshop. She says she came to learn more about Toolbox and eventually began using it at the different schools she works with in the East Bay.
There's a lot of focus on social-emotional curriculum on feelings identification, which I think is really critical and important. And it's sort of, what do we do with that? What's the next step? And for me, Toolbox provides that next step.
The concreteness of having 12 tools in a toolbox is something Simeon thinks children can grasp easily. During the six-hour intensive workshop, Colin and other trainers explain and demonstrate the tools. And they see the results, too. Here's one Bay Area student talking about her experience in a video.
When people bother me, I think, oh, wait, toolbox. I can take breaths, or we can stop and talk, and I can listen to what they have to say.
This is founder Mark Collin again.
The level of trauma and adverse childhood experiences, this is an antidote to that.
Collin says now the demand for Toolbox is getting greater and greater. So he started these regional trainings to spread the program even more about a year ago, with the hopes of reaching more teachers and students in need.
The teachers have a half a day or a day of professional development, and then they're expected to manage all this crisis and this trauma and these adverse childhood experiences. I mean, that feels criminal to me. But then when we're here and to be able to offer this, it's great too at the same time.
Emotionally strained and stressed students is something Natasha Moore is familiar with. She's beginning her second year as principal at Ridge School in Oakland.
I just don't think it's enough to have school-wide expectations around be safe, be responsible, you know, be respectful, but not really provide students with the tools on how to do that.
Moore is hoping to bring Toolbox back with her and create more safe spaces at her school.
This is something that they can take hold of, right, and use these tools and practice every day to help just support them in their lives.
And Moore says she's inspired by the educators attending the conference also, some who flew from across the country to the Bay Area.
There's this larger community, not only within a district or within a state, but within a country, and that we're all trying to do this work and to share best practices and to share our struggles, I think is really powerful.
And for founder Mark Collin, the road goes both ways. He says he is constantly learning and asking questions at the trainings, too.
It gives me hope for humanity.
Hope to make a real difference inside the classroom. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.